Blog Talk Radio.
Notebook so you don't lose the sheets of paper. And take out a good ink pen, a highlighter,
Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So you'll be ready to take communion, stay in proxy for someone, hallelujah, for healing, or you may just may know someone that needs a touch from the Lord. Believe for that person when you take communion, because it's the meal that heals. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Yes. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. Reset those alarms. Hallelujah. 5 minutes prior to the time of us starting, we have praise and worship every morning at 7 a.m. Hallelujah. So set that alarm for 6:50 or 6:55 so you'll be ready at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. And then reset it. Hallelujah. Make sure it's set for our Tuesday evening Bible study. We have an awesome time in Bible study. Hallelujah. Learning about prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. If you wonder why you haven't gotten your prayer answered, maybe you just haven't been saying the right thing. Maybe you haven't been saying the right prayer. Hallelujah. Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., hallelujah, is our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank God for all the opportunities he gives us to have, just to be able to sit at the, hallelujah, and learn so much about the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Pastor Bird just makes you even more thirsty. Always giving us something new. Always feeding us or something we never heard of before. Hallelujah. Some words of wisdom. Hallelujah. And our, don't forget, the second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship. But first, let's go back. Backtrack. Sunday's at 3 p.m. That's our International Victory Miracle Service, heard all over the world. Hallelujah. So if you're still vacationing or traveling, don't forget to take us with you. Don't forget to tune in 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, we heard all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. And then on the second Friday of the month, we have Men's and Women's Fellowship. Yes, invite someone to listen with you. Yes. 7 to 7:40 is the Men's Fellowship, and then 7:15 till 8:30 is the Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. And we have a wonderful time because I have two co-hosts, Elder Kibi Stevenson and Pastor Maxine Lee, two mighty women of God and women of the Word. Hallelujah. And they, I may have one perspective of a topic, and they may give you another perspective. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. And it's coming Friday night. It's the second Friday night. Hallelujah. So invite someone to listen along with you. Hallelujah. We don't want you to forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. And pray for all of our kingdom partners you see there. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. There's some things we want you to keep in mind. The first and second Sundays of the month, we have our good news. We have the Pastor's Corner, plus we have our Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. Yes, the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. And then the third Sunday of the month, we have our Birthday Corner with Sister Angie, where we honor the birthdays of the people in the congregation with a card and a gift. Hallelujah. And then the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Goodness Youth Club. Y'all, our children have gone back to school, and we don't want them just to be out there in school, and that's it. We want you also to bring them to Goodness Youth Club so they can be taught the word of God also. They need balance. They need to know how to call on the name of God. They need to know all about Jesus. So bring them out. Yes, so they can be taught the word of God by Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. And then on the third Sunday, on the fourth Sunday, they're able to share with us. They've learned in Good News Youth Club. They're able to sing songs and quote scriptures and read the scriptures and answer questions about God. Hallelujah. And then they pass out a gift to us that has the word of God on it that they have made. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That fourth Sunday, it's also when we have a visitor minister that comes in to break the word of life to us. And this month, that visitor minister will be Pastor the orders leave of Essex, Maryland, bringing us the word of God. Hallelujah. And then after that spiritual meal, we'll be having a natural meal. Come out, sit, have a free sit-down fellowship dinner with the saints of God. Hallelujah. If you're unable to stay, we'll pack it for you to go. Hallelujah. Bring someone with you. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. Thank God for this beautiful sanctuary, beautiful kitchen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful classrooms, beautiful offices. We'll let you know the move-in date. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get your shouting shoes ready. Hallelujah. Set them aside. Hallelujah. So when we say, y'all, that we give you a move-in date, hallelujah, you just slip on those shouting shoes and bring them home. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just going to rejoice in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for shower stations in northeast, southwest of Baltimore City for our homeless. We thank God for being able to bless them on a much larger scale, being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's doing in all the areas he's allowing us to bless others. We thank God for our young people has a fundraiser going on. And for a donation of $5, you can obtain a bag of wristbands, scripture wristbands. Hallelujah, that you are able to give out, witness to somebody, give them a scripture wristband. Hallelujah, the cashier. Hallelujah, the gas station attendant. Hallelujah, the mailman. Hallelujah, the MTA driver. Hallelujah, and watch the expression on their face. It will brighten their day. It will just bless people's souls. Hallelujah. When you come to church or somehow notify us or Elder Kibi, say, hey, I want 5 or 6 bags of them. Hallelujah. $5 a bag and there's 5 wristbands in there. Hallelujah. We thank you so much. Proceeds are helping the young people are sponsoring Praise in the Park on the 30th, the 5th Saturday in this month. Hallelujah. We're having Praise in the Park. Hallelujah. We're going to have fun. Hallelujah. Fun. Hallelujah. And fishing and games. Hallelujah. And praise and worship. Hallelujah. From 12 to 5. Hallelujah. 825 Riverside Drive in Essex, Maryland. Hallelujah. The 6th traffic light past Eastport Mall. Hallelujah. Make that right into Riverside. Keep on that street. You'll end right up in the park. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time. But we would like for you to call 410-444-5152 and register just to let us know how many is in your party so we'll know how much food that is. Just enough that we want to be able to cover everybody. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for all that he's done and doing. And we thank God for all our postal partners. Hallelujah. Everyone that sends a seed through that uses our post office box or a cash app, which is at $TPH2023. We're sending you a thank you gift. Just you've thought of us. We're letting you know we're thinking of you. We think a lot of you, and we just want to say thank you so much. Hallelujah. And we want you to keep in mind Dr. Helene Russell. Keep her and her team in prayer. Hallelujah. As they have been doing a mighty work for the Lord in Uganda. Don't forget to bring your pennies to church and your change to church when you come. Hallelujah. So we can continue to support that ministry, building a hospital and doing wonderful things for the Lord over in Uganda. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Peter. And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening to them that believe. Hallelujah.
For you, there's room. Yes, there's room at the cross for you.
Hallelujah. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you in Radio Land and that have joined us in our crusade to share with at least one person a day that you love them. And the icing on the cake is tell them that God loves them too. It means so much to that person.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you all. We bless you and your family for just sharing that. We thank God for doing that through you, saving a life, lifting up a spirit, encouraging a soul. We thank God for that. And we thank God, hallelujah, for an opportunity to intercede for others, to pray for others because somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on the mind. They took a little time to pray for us. We are so glad.
Amen.
That they prayed for us. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Luke 18:1, men are always to pray and not to faint. Well, of course, shake you. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we are to pray without ceasing. James 5:16b, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we can pray for others right now.
Yes, yes.
We all place their names up in the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
While they're coming down, we're going to stick some folks' names up in there.
Hallelujah.
We're going to expect God to add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings as we place those names up in the atmosphere.
Yes.
As we play this selection to prayer, begin to articulate, verbalize, name those names. Stop with your family and then work outward. Call the names out. Your friends, your families, your co-workers, fellow members, your neighborhood, even your enemies, pray for them. Because God said to do that. Because if you don't do it, you're being disobedient. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for them too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we expect a change. We expect signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name.
I pray and watch where we go.
My wife, Peach.
Nikki,
Daniel, Pamela, Chris, and Keith, Daniel, Earl, Tavon, Kimberly, Tia, Lisa, Keisha, Michael, and Michael, and Mark, and Ariana, Nicholas, and Dami, Red, Elijah, Malachi, David, Diane, Emmanuel, Evelyn, Samara, Trevion.
Hallelujah. Malachi, Xavier.
Joshua, Lauren.
Elder.
Colin.
Hallelujah.
Dorothy, James.
Daniel, Elijah.
Viola, Lewis, Felicia, Regina, Bryce, Corey.
Nicholas Jones, Lorena Jones. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ryan, Rachel, Bernie, Kirsten, Damon, Precious, Lorena, Spencer Johnson, Joseph Atkins, Anna James and family. Juliet, Andrea, Tina and family.
Bella Clark.
Tony and Ricky Bird, Sarah Friday and family.
Raheem Emanuel.
Sergeant Brendan family. Mike Daniel, LaVonta and family. Tommy Owens and family.
Bless the Lord, touch of Jesus. Be with the Father in the name of Jesus.
Naomi, Kemi, Bobby and family. Denise and family. Paul, Curry, Charles and Kathy Moody and family.
The Bird family, Father in the name of Jesus.
Son, Barbara, James Kelly and family. Coach Weston family, Sally Lundy and family.
God, be with us, Jesus. Touch the Lord, bless us.
Deanna Ruben family. Patty Collins and family. Hallelujah. Bowen family. Raymond Banks and family. Hallelujah.
Bless Jesus. Bless Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Bobby, Pam, Bobby, family. Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nelly, Alina, Tiffany, CJ, and Amani, family.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
That was Ernest, David, Geneva, family. Come talk about the popular family. Hallelujah. All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives.
Rachel Johnson, Raymond Banks, Kirsten, Weatherby.
Let that kingdom be done that will life of Roman.
All right, Lewis Wright, Talitha Regina, Dwight.
Let that will life of Brother Harry Morstock. Elder Peter Stevenson. Hallelujah. Evangelist Lorraine Gamble. Evangelist Louis Walker. Hallelujah. St. Jennifer and family. Belinda and family. Minister Jane and family. Minister Joel Reed and family. Minister Janice and family.
Another Gary family,
another William and family, Kenneth Mitchell and family, hallelujah. Carol Powell King and family, hallelujah. Carolyn Towers and family, Dr. Doug Wilson and Teresa Wilson and family.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name again, Lord. Bless him in
memory.
Miracles and blessings following.
In
Jesus' name.
In the name of
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And after the next election, the voice you will hear,
thank you, Jesus,
will be of the Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Petersburg with the Children's Corner on night.
Hallelujah. You to to listen and to remember them, because if you don't remember them, you're going to pay the price. Hallelujah. But we have some rules that will take you through life, not just school, okay? And there's three of them that I want to go over with you. Hallelujah. And these are three rules that you can, and you've heard them before. We talked to you about them before. But they are some that will, if you remember them, you will go far. Hallelujah. And you will excel. And we're going to call it TSD. First, the T is for if it's not yours, don't take it. Okay? In school, you will have plenty of opportunities to do something and you ain't got no business. Touching something, you ain't got no business. But if it's not yours, you find something and it just may be just the type of calculator you need. Or it may be an ink pen, and you just came out of class, and you saw someone in class writing with an ink pen look just like that. Are you supposed to take it? That person left it on their desk. Are you supposed to take it? Is it yours? That's different from finding some money out on the street. You see some money on the street, and nobody around you, and you didn't see who dropped it or whatever. That's something different. But you know something, ink pen or a notebook or something belongs to somebody, then if it's not yours, you aren't supposed to take it. S, if it's not true, don't say it. Don't say it. Sometimes we engage in conversations with our friends, and it just seems like they know so much about everything. And we don't want them to look at us like, don't you have anything to contribute to this conversation? If you don't, just keep quiet. You don't have to impress nobody. You don't have to impress anybody. I can sit in a conversation and be an expert about what I hear. And don't you know, I don't have to join in. I don't have to impress anybody with my knowledge. They're doing okay in conversation by themselves. They're all right. Just sit there, man. I can sit right there and be quiet. A lot of times people feel on the inside, oh, I got to let somebody know, oh, I know about this too. Oh, I know just as much as they know. No. Get rid of that. Get rid of that attitude. Get rid of those thoughts. And you can learn a whole lot just by sitting and observing people. Okay? And the third one is D. If it's not right, don't do it. Okay? If it's not right, don't do it. That comes to cheating on a test. Is that right or wrong? That's wrong. Don't do it. Lifting up something that belongs to somebody else, you saw them drop it. No, say, hey, you dropped something. It would be wrong because I'm going to tell you something. Everything you do is a seed. Everything you do is a seed. You may lift something of somebody else, believe me, you may take someone's calculator. You know what? Something as big as a backpack or a pocketbook is going to be taken from you because you're opening up that door. You're sowing a seed, okay? Everything we do is a seed. We must watch everything that we do, everything that we say, okay? And you must, and you know what? There's a song that says there's a Savior up above looking down in tender love. So watch your eyes what they see, watch your hands what they touch, watch your ears what they hear. Okay? And Psalm 141 and 3 says, study watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Okay? You don't want to do anything that's wrong. First of all, and you also want to separate yourself. If you have a bunch of friends that you find, and everything's new right now, and you may not see all the whole heart of the people that you have joined up with in school. But when you run with them for a while and you see that they have foolishness in their heart, they're going to do the wrong things, it's time for you to separate yourself from them. Just withdraw. withdraw yourself from them. Okay? And the fourth verse says, incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Okay? Hallelujah. You want to be in right standing with God at all times. Okay? It's all right to walk by yourself. It's all right to be by yourself. It's all right to be a loner. Okay? So when the people that get in trouble, when the troublemakers get in trouble, and you've already withdrawn yourself from them, somebody and the people have already called you, oh, fuddy-duddy, oh, loner, oh, this and that, you say, mm-hmm, yep, sure, thank you so very much. When them other ones get in trouble, the authorities are going to know, or the people in the administration are going to know you weren't with them, okay? So you aren't going to be going down to the office right along with them, okay? So count up the cost, okay? Don't be afraid to stand up and to stand out in the crowd. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to be called a child of God. Hallelujah. God will exalt you. God will have your back. God will bless you in your grades. God will bless you in your endeavors. God will bless you and protect you on the school grounds and everywhere else. Hallelujah. God be with you. God bless you. Hallelujah. May God bless you with an excellent school year. May you prosper in all that you go after, in all that you do. May your studies be made easy. May you ask questions in class that you don't understand or that you need clarity in. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Hallelujah. There's no dumb question. Hallelujah. And God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. If I may piggyback on what you shared, a lot of times we don't know what to say when we're children and people kind of pick on us. You know what you can say? Thank you for sharing. I appreciate you sharing what you just shared and walk away. Why do you appreciate it? Because you know where they're coming from.
All right.
Somebody I don't want to hang around.
Uh-huh.
Because they're going to get themselves in trouble and get me in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Likely, they'll get me in trouble for hanging around them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then if you really want to do it, you don't know what to say. This is why it's good, children, for you to have the Holy Spirit. Because they're talking to you, they're trying to put you down, all that. You can just say, Yako Hoda Shike, the Wok Hoda. And they say, what language is that? Oh, well, I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to God. I want him to spare your life.
They really will leave you alone then.
and then walk away. But anyway, thank you again, Pastor Peaches. May God add signs,
yes,
wonders, miracles, and blessings to the children's corner.
Thank you, Jesus.
To those who hearken and believe.
Thank you, Jesus.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven, shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation
and glory and power
belong to our God.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies right now, Jesus. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the toes of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural greatest miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Bless your kingdom, amen. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may feed together and that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, you said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood of today. We don't forget it. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every church against us and our family, every spell of your hex, every victim. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell of your hex, every victim.
God's perspective,
and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We give to the ministry of health. Hallelujah. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now you have us able to keep us from falling and present us forward before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name. Genesis 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah.
I need to ask you another question. What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Barry.
Hallelujah.
Time for the word.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Time for the word.
Oh, good. Little or nothing. Didn't make any good.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe this is part one of a two-part series.
There was a man named Peter. He was sent by God to affect time, to change the way we look at things. This man named Peter was given giftings from God.
Oh, you know who I'm talking about. He was born August 23rd, 1485. Maybe you don't know who I'm talking about.
Amen.
He transitioned. He left this earth in 1542. His name was Peter Hemline from Nuremberg, Germany. And what he did was significant to the world ever since then. He changed a verb into a noun. In 1510, he invented a portable watch. For the longest time, they called that portable watch, a timepiece, because they had clocks hanging on the walls and all that kind of stuff. But this was something you could take around with you. But in about, after he left this earth, about 1585, they changed the verb, because you had to watch the timepiece. You want to see what time it is or what time it isn't. You had to look down and watch it and look at it. But they changed the verb watch into a noun. And in 1585, they started calling that timepiece a watch.
Oh.
Which means you got to watch it. If you want to know what time it is, you got to look at it. You got to watch it.
Hmm.
I'm going to get there, y'all. Y'all got to watch. Hey, because God's listening and he's watching. You got to watch what you do and say, because God is watching.
Amen.
And listening. There was another name, a man. His name was Clero Wilson Jr. And he said, is that in the Bible? No, not to my knowledge.
No.
Somebody call me and let me know later on. He was born December 8th, 1933. And he transitioned November 25th, 1998. But what was significant about him is that God sent him to the earth to fulfill one of his promises. It's in Proverbs. It says, a merry heart does good like a medicine. Clero was a comedian. He gained fame in the late 60s and the early 70s. Now, he did not particularly enjoy that name, Clero, but he was a junior, so I guess his father didn't enjoy that too. But I mean, I don't know, but he named his son the same thing, Cosmos Junior. But no doubt, through school, people would make fun of him. And somewhere along the line, they start calling him Flip.
Oh, right.
Because when they started making fun of his name, he retorted with a flippant answer. And so he always had something to say. So they just started calling him Flip. And so y'all know him as Flip Wilson. I'm going to stop there. You better read those scriptures before I go any further.
All right. Matthew 12, 36, Proverbs 18, 21, Psalms 141 and 3, 1 Samuel 15, verses 22 and 23, Matthew 5, 44, Romans 12, verse 19, 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 6, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 31, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, Galatians 5, 17, Proverbs 26, verse 27, Matthew 5:45 and Galatians 5:25.
If you need those addresses again, you after service, you can text Pastor Peaches at 443-416-1201, and I'm sure she'll text the addresses back to you. Is that right, Pastor Peaches? Oh, she's not talking to me.
I'll make sure they get them, Pastor.
Okay. Now, Flip Wilson was the first African-American to have a variety show, a weekly show, from 1970 to 74. And he played a lot of characters in his little skits. And one of the characters that he played was Reverend Leroy. And I don't remember any of the other sermons that Reverend Leroy preached. Wilson's show. But he preached one sermon, Loose Lips.
Think Ships.
And I prefaced all of this saying, you got to watch out what you say out of your mouth because God's listening.
Amen.
The title of today's message is Loose Lips, Think Ships. Say, neighbor. Loose lips, think ships.
Loose lips, think ships.
Now, I'm going to give you some more history, because I know y'all love history. Well, I put it this way, I love history. Loose lips, think ships came from World War II, because there were a lot of German spies near the naval bases. And the soldiers and those who worked in munitions companies and factories were told, loose lips and ships. If you keep talking about what you're doing and where the ship's going and this, that, it's going to sink the ship. And it had done just that. People were loose. Some of them had a little something too much to drink, and they were loose with that conversation. Loose lips sink ships.
Mm-hmm.
God's listening at y'all.
Amen.
Loose lips sink ships. Read that first scripture, please.
Hallelujah. Matthew 12:36. Mm-mm-mm. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if they're talking about the big day of judgment or judgment while you're still walking on this earth. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But every idle word, y'all.
Amen.
I heard one person say, I'm not going to pray for my enemies. That's disobedience. God said to pray for your enemies.
Amen.
For them to despitefully use you. I heard some folks say other things. I ain't going to that church because I don't like the pastor's hairstyle. What is wrong with you? Loose lips sink ships. Whose ship is it going to sink? You're the one that's piloting your ship. Piloting your ship. Loose lips, they sink your ship. You're looking for blessings from the Lord? You're looking for God to turn you into that blessing? Loose lips will sink ships. A lot of folks, glory to God, let me go on. Give me another scripture.
Proverbs 18:21.
Mm.
And life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Hallelujah. Mm. You got to watch out what you say.
Amen.
There are five elements causing loose lips. Number one, your emotion will cause loose lips. Number two is your feelings. And see, what's the difference between feelings and emotions? Emotions can boil into a vapor. But when emotions freeze into a form, it's called feelings. There gets your body in trouble. Emotions, feelings, the next is flesh. Your flesh will cause you to have loose lips. Pride. I am so-and-so. The Bible says your flesh is at war with your spirit. You need to, your flesh under subjection, y'all. Your flesh. Reflex action. You don't believe me? Reflex action. You get the little hammer from the doctor. Say, doc, let me hold your hammer. And tap on your knee. And your leg will start kicking out. That's called a reflex action. You've got to override those reflex actions. You know, reflex action? Somebody come up to you and curse you, call you everything but a child of God. The first thing you do, you get emotional, you get angry, and then you want to, you know, strike back. It's called the fight or flight response. It's a reflex action. Christians got to override that. Because, see, your reflex action may mean to take your fist and bang it right in the mouth.
Hey.
A child of God.
Hey.
Your flesh. There may be some folk who have an inferiority complex. So what do? They talk a lot to prove to themselves and to others, I don't have an inferiority complex. Look, I can talk. You can't get a word edgewise. That flesh trying to tell them, let's make up for how bad you feel. Control yourself. Control yourself. You up there saying what you, I'm going to tell you something. You say something out your mouth, I don't care how many years ago it is. Could be 50 years. You still hear that if you don't keep it under. You can't take it back.
Amen.
That's right. Tell somebody and say, oh, I'm sorry. It's too late. It's out of your mouth, y'all. Loose lips. I want God to bless me, but I want him to curse all my enemies. That's pre-cross. And that's disobedience to God. Give me another scripture.
Psalm 141 and 3. This one sounds familiar to me. Steady watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips.
Watch what you say. Now, I gave you three reasons why lips get loose. Your emotions, your feelings, and your flesh. And number four is others. Others want you to join in, want you to co-sign on their foolishness. And you say, yes, because what they call that, do they call that peer pressure? They want you to join them in that stupidity. And then you don't control yourself. You say, okay, I'll go and break the window with y'all. Are you crazy? Loose lips sink ships. Oh, shit, Katie. The last one is the enemy, the devil. You're either full of the devil or you're being used by the devil. That's why you got the loose lips. Loose lips sink ships. Say that after me again. Loose lips.
Loose lips.
Sink ships.
Sink ships.
You got a ship in your world sinking. Go back to your loose lips. You might have to say, Father God, I pray for crop failure on that seed. Because, see, what you say, what you think, what you say, and what you do are seeds that are planted in your world, in your garden. And you may have to pray for crop for you.
Forgive us, Lord.
For what came out of your mouth. And hopefully you don't court it in time.
Yes.
Because every action has a
reaction.
Amen.
Mm.
Loose lips.
Thank you.
You think you're something special? Now, some folks think they're special because they may maybe like squirrel, you know. Somebody said a blind squirrel will find a nut every once in a while. some of us, we think we're really, 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 really something special above other folks. So we can go around like cavalier attitude. We can say do anything. We can decide. I don't have to obey God's word about loving my enemies. Hallelujah. Because I am who I am. Do me a favor. Put your finger where we got it and go to Romans 12:3. Romans 12:3 real quick. My mashaka. And just do the A part of that.
Romans 12:3.
Yes.
And be a woman. For I say, Romans 12:3 says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
I stop. Sometimes we think that. We don't have to be dependable because God's grace covers me. Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? The Bible says, no, don't do it. A lot of y'all have been blessed, not because you're doing what God said do, but because it covers you. Getting what you don't deserve. And you go around with your chest out like you somebody special. Yeah, you somebody special. You somebody special like Saul was. A disobedient child of the Lord.
Mm.
And because of that, he lost his kingdom and his life. You better get in line with the word of God, not just the one you agree with. Don't be like one of these former presidents at a prayer breakfast. Preacher gets up and says, you know, we're to love our enemies and do good to us. And he gets up right up. Well, I don't agree with that. Jesus said that. And a man going to say, I don't agree with that. I don't care if you don't agree with it or not. You better do what God said do, or there's going to be a response.
Amen.
To your disobedience.
Mm.
Don't come around. And look, don't try to play, oh, God just deals with me in a mighty way. He dealing with you in a mighty way. Something's happening to you. Grace is covering you. You're fortunate that the ground didn't open up and swallow you.
Oh,
you better be obedient to God.
Amen.
I'm not saying this is what happened to this brother, but I think I say this almost once a week now. You know what I'm going to say, aren't you?
Yes, amen.
Man got hit by lightning. He survived. 7 years later, he got hit by lightning again. He survived. 7 years later, he got hit by lightning for the third time, and he survived. 2 years into the next 7 years, he died. Now, 5 years later, so the 2 and 5, that's 7, his grave got hit by lightning.
Oh my God.
I don't know what he did. I don't know if that was God. I don't know. I'm just giving you a possibility. That he was doing something dirty trying to call it clean. I'm holy, I'm holy, I'm holy. I hate my neighbor. I'm holy, I'm holy, holy. I hate my enemies. And God said, Jesus said, by this shall people know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for everybody that agrees with you. One for another. Give me another scripture now.
Hallelujah. First Samuel 15:22-23. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
When you decide you don't have to go to church and fellowship, when you decide I can be undependable and still God will bless my socks off, and then you wonder why stuff's hitting you. And then when God comes through for you, you say, I must be doing the right thing. No, when you're in disobedience, you're not doing the right thing. It's grace covering you, baby. It's getting what you don't deserve. Get right with God, because you're going to have to get right with God, because there's going to be a day of reckoning where all of those rebellious acts, you're missing for church more than you're there. You're missing from the morning worship more than you're there. Bible study. But you purport to know the word of God. No, you don't. Because if you know the word of God, you will be living the word of God. I'm striving to know the word of God and to live the word of God. I'm not a pretender. I'm not perpetrating a hoax. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Put it in the water. The prophet of the Lord knows. It's revealed to him who's authentic and who's not. The prophet of the Lord knows who's hollow and who's deep. Don't you think you're fooling the pastor? Don't think you're fooling some other church members. Because the prophetic anointing flows in the church of God. The prophetic anointing flows in the body of Christ. And people will know who you really are. Somebody dressed up in sheep's clothing. But you're there to bring division in the church. You're there to cause dissension. And then you want to claim that you're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm going to tell you something real good. You're saved and filled with something. I can't say it's the Holy Ghost. Because my Bible says there's the fruit of the Spirit. If you want to know where it is, it's Galatians 5, 22 and 23, y'all. Give me another scripture. Let me go on.
Hallelujah.
But it's a book, Chakana Bata.
Matthew 5 says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
Now, when you say you ain't going to pray for your enemies, you just disobeyed God. Loose lips.
Things that.
There are blessings that God has for you. There are things that he got your name on it. Nobody else can have what he got for you.
Amen.
But he can't give it to you because you're loose lips. You're sinking your ships. There's sin in the camp. You won't hear the pastor. You try to. You attack the pastor, you attack the first lady, you attack everybody in church, and then you say you love the Lord. You're a liar and the truth is not in you. I didn't say that. That's in the Word of God. Because the Word of God says, if you say you love God and you hate your brother or your sister or the pastor, or a saint of God, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. I didn't like that. I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't like that because I don't like to call people that. In the Old West, you, you call somebody lying, they're ready to draw on you. So if you have an argument with what I just said, I'm just quoting y'all. You go to the Word of God, and then you call God out on that. Now, my arm's too short to box with him. But if you want to box with him, I don't want to hear about 7 years you got hit by lightning. 7 years you got hit by lightning again, experience your life. That was grace, by the way. 7 years hit by lightning. Lord have mercy. You know, grace covers us a lot.
Amen.
But we want obedience to cover us. Because there's blessing in being obedient. There's blessing in being
Amen.
And doing what God said do.
Yes, yes.
If you're living on grace, that is perilous. That is tantamount. It's not luck, but it's the closest thing to luck that we have. Just living on grace. And the Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Don't live on his grace. Live on his promises.
Hallelujah.
Stand on his promises. Push that KK. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Romans 12:19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord.
You heard Old Testament. He said, go ahead. You can deal with it. Kill everything that gets in the wall. All that. It was rough. Three crosses rough. But see, there's a new covenant. A new testament.
Thank you, Jesus.
A new contract. A new agreement. And the focal point of the new agreement is love. For God so loved the world. You heard this. You're not going to do it, then it's disobedience. You're in rebellion. You know what they used to do with people that were in the pre-cross? They used to take them to the side of the town, put them in a pit, and everybody throw stones at them. Rebellious children. Give me another scripture.
2 Thessalonians 1:6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you.
God's going to handle that.
Amen.
He don't handle nothing but your relationship with God, standing on his promises, doing his will. God's will is not for you to lay out somebody, to call them everything but a child of God. Oh, I slipped and I curse for God. You better ask for forgiveness real quick. God got you.
Amen.
God got you. Give me another scripture.
Ephesians 4:29-31. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
Stop right there. Stop just a second. When you come out of your mouth with stuff like, I can pray for my enemies, I'm not going to do this, that's grieving the Holy Spirit. Loose lips will sink ships. Go ahead and read.
Whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you of all malice.
What in that scripture don't you understand? This is the word of God, y'all.
Amen.
God's not playing games with you. He's telling you how to live a life and have it more abundantly. There's some things we go through that you must need go through because you're alive. The good, the bad, and the ugly goes around, struggles comes again. There are other things we go through we didn't have to go through, but because of what we said out of our mouths. ahead, give me another scripture.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
The way you handle that stuff is the same way you handled it before you got saved.
No.
Uh-oh. Oh, you are a new creation.
Yes, yes.
So if you don't handle it the same way, y'all need to, you heard? Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? Don't tell me you save it. Don't tell me you support this or that. Hallelujah. I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. Loose lips sink ships. You better watch out. Keep your mouth off of God's people.
Amen.
I am doing my job giving you the word of God. That's why I be the word of God. I give you a whole lot of scriptures. Because it ain't me.
Amen.
It's God saying it. I'm just a little co-signer. Yeah, Lord, you're right. Go ahead, read me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Second Corinthians 5:17. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
Your flesh is one of those things that I mentioned about causing you to have loose lips. If you are responding because you feel it in your bones, I just got to say something. Oh, I got to, no. Loose lips are going to sink ships. Your flesh is at war with your spirit, the spirit with the flesh. It's like oil and water. They don't mix, y'all. Hallelujah. Walk your kid in it. You want to know how to operate as a child of God? Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit. That should be evident in your life. That's your character. Go ahead. Give me
Galatians 5:17. Your next one is Proverbs 26:27.
Read that.
Proverbs 26:27. Says, says, whosoever diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return unto him.
Y'all, leave it in God's hands. Because you dig a ditch for somebody because they did something to you, guess what? You're going to fall in the ditch. You will try to roll a stone on, that stone is going to make a U-turn and come back and get you. This is the word of God, y'all. It's teaching you something. Over you, he that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Matthew 5:45. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
Some of you folk that are getting blessed, and you think because you're doing what's right, and you still got all this hatred and bitterness in your heart, that's called grace. He rains on evil and good. He rains on the just and unjust. Just because you're alive, God is going to bless you. Not because you kept the promise, not because you were obedient, but because you were just alive. He's going to bless you. But I like the manifold blessing.
Amen.
The blessing that talks about he's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings you won't have room enough to receive.
Amen.
Loose lips sink ships. that some folks that think that they... Hallelujah. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, Jesus. Read me another scripture.
Galatians 5:25. If ye live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit, y'all. Not in your flesh, not in your emotions, not in your feelings. If that means don't be responding because of those. Not others. Others they want you to join their gang. The devil wants you to be a tool with him. He wants you to have him either full of the devil or he wants you to be used of the devil. Because everything you do, everything you say will come back to you. Everything you do will come back to you. So you better be careful what you do. Loose lips.
Think ships.
Think ships. Give me another scripture.
That was your last scripture, Pastor.
Oh, my. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that it fell on good ground.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. If you found yourself erring against anything that God said, just ask the Lord to forgive you. Hallelujah. If you're falling short, this is Lord, forgive me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Lord, I repent of my sins. Lord God, wash me white as snow. Hallelujah. Lord God, I confess my sins and I accept you in my heart. Hallelujah. And I make you my Lord and Savior. I thank you, Father God, for strengthening me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your word. Hallelujah. Yes, if you repeated that prayer, you have passed from death unto life. You are saved. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his forgiveness. Hallelujah. For him washing us white as snow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We would like for you to join us in our morning worship. Hallelujah. That number is 720-527-5952. The access code is 103-4545-pound. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you'd like to have a Bible, if you'd like to have the Word of God so you can read daily, give us a call at 410-444-5152, and we'll make sure you get a Bible to read. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for a man of God that rightly divides the Word and helps us to grow. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. See you in the morning.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Who's in the house?
Friends and a family, Jesus, God's only son, Jesus.